you know, look, out of an abundance of caution, if you have any sort of symptoms, I'm just feeling really run down, you know, and maybe I'm just exhausted. I don't know. I haven't had a sick day in a long time, Mike, but every once in a while, I guess you got to take one. So we're going to cancel the executive council meeting. I'll get tested and isolate like anybody should do if they have, you know, symptoms that, you know, whether it's fatigue or a headache or sore throat or whatever it might be. We always tell folks to play that abundance of caution card, to, you know, take a day off, get tested, you know, make sure that you're isolating and you're not potentially infecting other folks. You know, I don't know if folks truly appreciate how different Delta is from the original COVID strain. It's so much more contagious. It is so much worse in so many ways. And the data shows that, right? The fact that you have 60%+ of our population vaccinated. So it's really only affecting, you know, 40% or more, you know, maybe 10% are breakthrough cases, something like that. But it's really the vast majority of people getting Delta are the unvaccinated. But understanding that, we still have a hospitalization rate 5 times what it was at this exact same time last year. So that tells you just how infectious this Delta variant can be, and that there is some breakthrough. I've been vaccinated, of course, and so, you know, I don't think I have COVID, but I'm going to play that abundance of caution card so it doesn't have a chain reaction for other folks, because it's very, very severe. You know, we're the last bastion, if you will, that isn't completely overwhelmed with COVID, but pretty much 90% of the country is dealing with high transmission right now. 90% of the counties in America have very high transmission. So that's a telling sign that it's probably just a matter before that wave comes here. Usually hits in the November timeframe. We're going through a little bit of it now, but my sense is it's just going to keep building to what could potentially be a very tough winter. So, you know, get vaccinated. Understand that it's not just about protecting yourself. It's about making sure you don't go into the hospital, because here's the other chain reaction, if I might, Mike. That means somebody with a biopsy. What we're hearing out in Kentucky, there are folks that need biopsies that aren't getting biopsies. There are folks that need other preventative surgeries that are not getting those right now because they don't have the staff to allocate. So by not getting vaccinated, risking yourself going into the hospital has a real significant chain reaction effect to the entire state and community. And for folks that aren't even dealing with COVID, they get held back from appropriate medical care because, you know, and again, the folks in the hospital, I think it's 95% of people in the hospital right now are unvaccinated.
Right.
Right. So, yeah. You know, that's really where we need to really make the push.